there are three options available, three or four options available to the accused. They might themselves testify and call witnesses, or they might choose just to testify themselves and never call witnesses, or they might choose only to call witnesses and never testify themselves, or they might choose to remain silent, never call witnesses, never testify. So what we are saying is, we will have now to analyze the evidence available. So we have to analyze the evidence, whether in the circumstances it's necessary for them to testify and even call evidence, or sometimes just remain quiet. So that option will have to be made in the course between now and 6 when the case comes to court next.
You know, the article I have here, the title says, Sentencing Delayed for Malawi Gay Couple. That was supposed to have been Monday. Why was sentencing delayed?
I think it was a purely misunderstanding of whoever might have reported that. In our criminal procedure, after the defense closes its case, after it files its evidence, the court needs to make a preliminary assessment whether there's sufficient evidence requiring the accused persons to enter their defense. If the court is of the view that the evidence is so weak that there's no need to require accused persons to enter their defense, it will agree with them outright. But if it is of the view that the state has, established some basic facts pointing at the commission of the offense, then the accused persons will be called upon to enter their defense.
This is coming at a time that the church in Malawi is arguing that the government should uphold the ban on homosexuality in Malawi. This kind of suggests that your clients don't have any way out.
Whether they accuse these two people are guilty or not is not dependent on the opinion of a particular grouping or particular sector of society. It's really about what the law says, and our view is, despite of whatever opinion a particular sector of societal population thinks, we don't think it's relevant to the case at hand. I don't think the court's opinion would be based on what the church or indeed any particular sector thinks about those things.
Sir, given what we know, it seems that majority of Malawians are against homosexuality. How do you feel to defend those accused of this act? Do you feel kind of threatened sometimes? Do people harass you or what?
Absolutely no. I mean, I'm not so sure if the majority of Malawians are against it. But probably we might say those people who have access to the media, those people who have access to the platform maybe are against it. I think it's quite different, because sometimes the opinions of the people which are heard are the opinions of those people who have the platform. And that may not be reflective of what the majority would think. That would be my opinion. I might be wrong.